Shulchan Menachem. Today we're doing chapter Reish Chav Gimel 223. Now this is maybe an applicable question with the prices of matzah. The question is, what about matzah that has been around for a full year? Can you use it the following year? I mean, that might be a good investment, you know, it goes up by $3 every year. So if you invest in the matzah, and then you just hold it for the following year. The Rebbe answers over here, it's obvious, the Rebbe says, it seems to me that there's no problem, that it's okay to use matzahs that were a year old. And number one, the Rebbe says, the reality is, you see, practically speaking, that it's fitting for human consumption, and it really didn't change at all. It's not really, not much of a change. And the Rebbe brings another proof, because it's a tradition been that the Alter Rebbe brings also, you know, there is something which we call an Erev Chatzeres. An Erev Chatzeres means that if you have several people living and sharing a common area, like a hallway or a yard or something like that, so the Rabbanon instituted that in order for you to be permitted to carry in that common area, because of its resemblance a little bit to a public space, because it's not used only by one individual, the Rabbanon required, in order to carry there, that you make an Erev Chatzeres. How do you make an Erev Chatzeres? So what you do is, you collect a little bit of flour, or in this case, you collect bread or matzah, and you put it in one of the homes, and that's what's considered to be sort of everybody's home, like everybody living in the same place, because everybody's food is over there, and therefore you're allowed to carry in the common area. That's one of the practices, one of the mitzvahs. You make a bracha, this is the mitzvah of the Erev Chatzeres. Now the tradition, as the Alter Rebbe brings down, is that on Erev Pesach, they would gather some flour from every home, and they would make one whole matzah, they would bake from it one whole matzah, and that would last for the entire year. Now, logically saying, why did you do that? Why did they do that? Because they did this because they don't have to deal with Pesach, with chometz, because that way, this was done on Erev Pesach, so now they had a Pesach Dika Matzah, and that was used for a whole year. So that means that the matzah lasts, and then you rely on this Erev, even on the last Shabbos, Shabbos HaGadol, which is the last Shabbos, the Erev is still permitted with this. So that proves that the matzah can last a year. But apparently, the Rebbe asked, hold on, the Rebbe asked, somebody asked the Rebbe, wait a minute, that doesn't prove more over a year, that's actually from Erev Pesach to Erev Pesach, but we're talking about more than a year, because you have to have the entire Pesach. And the Rebbe says, but like this year, he says, he missed it, and we'll finish tomorrow, Mr. Shem. But the Rebbe says, the proof is from a leap year, because like this year, if you gather the matzah like the previous year on Erev Pesach, and you kept it, so you kept it for more, you kept it for 13 months, basically, because you had to leap year too. And still, it's usable. That proves that matzah is edible and usable for the entire time. Yeah, what were you saying?